For a good while, about an hour.
On those cold days.
Well, on the cold days.
Cold? It's not cold here.
Oh, yeah.
It gets kind of cold now.
I think if I was walking for a mile, though, and it seemed like it was cold.
A cold day.
Yeah,
and I've known the times when it was really, really cold, bad weather. My daddy would hook up his horse. He had a beautiful horse and buggy. Mm-hmm. And churns would be hanging from the outside, and sometimes Papa holding on to him, and we holding on to him, and he was going to get us to school. You wasn't going to stay out of school.
Mm-hmm. So he would
almost made us ride the mules and horses to school, just so you get that.
Well, just his own family was enough to fill up the whole farm.
Right.
I
don't know where anybody else was getting
it. Right, that was
they
a good part
off
about
the side
it.
Of it.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the great part about it. Now, they wasn't going to have you laying out of school. You had to go.
So you never had the pressures from your family to say, oh, you guys need to get out and work. You don't have time for school. You didn't have those kinds of pressures.
No. Miss Bethel said that was the pressure from her family, was to go and work and earn money. Mm-hmm.
But you're saying your pressure, your parents, like you, were saying that was their responsibility.
They did.
Your job is to learn.
Learn.
Our job is to help you do that.
Because I think my parents, wanted us to be the best that we could be. Mm-hmm. And if they had to be late getting to work or whatever, they were going to see to us getting to school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, have you done that with your, well, you said you have one child, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you see amongst your brothers and sisters that the same sort of school ethic or education ethic is being passed down?
So far. Mm-hmm. All those who are attending have attended. My oldest sister, her youngest son is a sophomore at NC State. Her older daughter graduated from NC State 2 years ago and is currently at Iowa State doing her master's in psychology. My daughter is a graduate of the University of South Dakota and is currently an intern at Ramsey County as a parole officer. So those are the oldest three at the present time who are old enough and who have gone on to college, and the expectation for the rest of the grandkids is the same. And I don't think that will change. I just think the way we have probably gotten there has been through more tradition than anything else, as opposed to, I think in my particular case, or in this family's particular case, this is the road you're going down, because this is the road that will take you from where you are. And now it's just expected of us to pass that on to our children. I didn't tell my daughter, I want you to go down this road because it'll help you get anywhere. She understood that, because it's up to now her to find her way. And the one thing that if you take a look around the community that I think that we are blessed about is the fact that it was enough insight from my parents to say, this is not the place where you want to sow your roots. Mm-hmm. You have to move. And the way you move is with education. So that's probably the trail that we all follow.
That's interesting you've said that. You didn't feel that you could stay here in any way, or even to go away and get an education and come back here in some way? You didn't feel that was possible?
I had never considered it. Anything in my life is possible. We don't have one-sided visions. What we have is the willingness to accept the direction that we are going and make sure that that's the right direction. We was taught that there is a right direction, not the fact that I had to do this or do that.